from Anshe Spar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Shemini, the way it's supposed to be. Look at our Parsha. Says that Vayom Moshe Zadavar Shetziva Hashem Tasu. This is what God commanded you to do, and this is what you should do. V'yirah lechem kvod Hashem. And with this procedure, ceremony on the eighth day of the dedication ceremony, yirah lechem kvod Hashem, the image of God, the vision of God will appear. The honor, glory of God will appear to you. The Gemara in Yuma on page 5b, Hamabes, says Reb Shimon Yochai makes an interesting comment on this. He says, "Melamed afilu dibur makiv, da'ashaf mikra parsha makiv." That there's a requirement to read this section. What do you mean, read this section? So one interpretation is that Moshe gathers the Jews and he says, "This is what you have to do." What do they have to do? So Rabbi Yochanan said he read them the entire section about from Parshas Tetzaveh. Exactly how to do the seven-day ceremony of dedication, and perhaps about the eighth day. However, the Reb Shem Shaval Hirsch says that he holds that having the Parshas HaMiluim read aloud during the procedure of the offering was an essential part of the ritual, the omission of which would render the whole procedure invalid. That they would actually read this Parsha, perhaps this Parsha of Shemini, Tzav, Tetzaveh, they have to read the Parsha of Miluim, the Parsha of how to dedicate a sanctuary. They have to read that as part of or during the dedication ceremony. Now, that's a very key point, because in the end of this story, they're going to have a dedication ceremony. Everything's going to be going great, and then all of a sudden, the sons of Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, they're going to come and they're going to bring a fire they were not commanded to bring. So, in that light, the idea that throughout the ceremony, Moshe was reading, this is what you have to do. You have to bring this cow and this sheep and this sprinkle this way and sprinkle that way. And the idea that he was reading it was to specifically say, this is the way it must be done. And yet, Nadav and Avihu, they went out of the Rubicon. They actually did it a different way, which was why they were struck down by God, whatever that means. How that happened, why it happened, it's a whole different discussion. Now, this idea that we have to read certain sections as a fulfillment of what actually takes place. We do it all the time. Rav Shmuel Hirsch points out that in Yom Kippur, they had a Torah reading. Now, we often think, well, sure, when you have shul, you have Torah reading. So if they had sacrifice, they have to have Torah reading. But we don't really find necessarily that on Shabbos, they took out the Torah and they read it in the Beis HaMikdash. Specifically in Yom Kippur, where there was a very specific ceremony that had to be done and had to be performed precisely in this particular way. If it's not done that way, they would not bring atonement. That was specifically the type of ceremony that had to be read by the Kohen Gadol. He would read both sections in the Torah, Leviticus, Bamidbar, exactly what had to be done, so that the procedure that they would do on Yom Kippur would correspond to what they read in the Torah. One might argue that maybe the Haggadah we read about how you're supposed to tell your children these things, and then we actually do it. Perhaps a better example is the Shema. Every morning we say, "Thou shalt have the Shema, thou shalt say the Shema, thou shalt put the Shema in our arms, and you shall put the Shema between your eyes, and you shall put the Shema on your doorpost." And we actually read that to show that, you know, what it's supposed to be, that's what it is. Remember when I first came to Yeshiva University as a ninth grader, and I went to the minyan. Rabbi had talked about certain practices that they had, different customs and practices, behaviors, I mean, hugging during the tefillah, during the prayers. And then we went to daven, and sure enough, at that davening, all the customs that the rabbi mentioned were put into practice. They were doing it. That's Judaism. It's when the ideal and the real come together. The Platonic ideal of what the mitzvah is supposed to look like and the actualization of it in the real world, they come together. That's what it means to do a mitzvah. Like to say it's like electricity. You are commanded and you do it, and it's exactly the way it's supposed to be. It mirrors what it's supposed to be. The ideal world and the real world meet together. The Shabbos is me'ein olam haba, that if your Shabbos can match something of a mirror of an idyllic world above. This is what it means to do Kasher Tziva Hashem et Moshe. And that's why Moshe, he gathered the Jews and he told them the way it was going to be. And then it was, they actually saw it. Like he gathered them to tell them about what the Paschal Lamb would be. And then they actually did it. This is what it means to be a Jew. This is what it means to be a bar mitzvah, a bat mitzvah, someone who's engaged with mitzvot, is to read about it, and then you do it. To go to yeshiva, to go to day school, to go to a cheder, go to a Jewish school, and learn about it, and then implement it, and do it. And when you have that connection, that the upper ideal and the lower expression of that ideal, that is when electricity, that's when magic is made, that's when the fire comes out, when the ideal and the real come together. We found it here in this parsha, we find it in Yom Kippur, we find it with the Kriyat Shema, we find it at the Seder, we find it with every child who's looking for an authentic experience. Can the ideal world meet this real world here? And can the two come together? We can do that. We can indeed say, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael k'chol asher tzivah Hashem et Moshe, as it says over and again regarding these and other laws, that the Jewish people indeed did exactly what they were commanded. However, there is a notion of doing it your way, doing it, having, giving it a flavor that makes it unique. What Nadav and Avihu did wrong is it wasn't just a flavor, it was something that wasn't even commanded. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lemeth congregation for our discussion of the Parsha and the various holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.